Hi, this is Bill Satterly welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to kick off the second hour with a Mondale Low Quartet playing a tune entitled, I guess I'll Have to Change My Plans, featuring Mondale Low on guitar, Dick Hyman on piano and organ, Trigger Albert on bass, and Ed Shaughnessy drums. It's Mondale Low. I guess I have to change my plans. We got an email from John wanting to know a little bit more about jazz, and he wanted to know about where could he find some books to read about it, and also where could you get some. So I told him that I thought he should try the Jazz Record Mart, because they have, when you walk in the door to the right, several bins of used CDs, and on the left they have a whole wall of books which would feature just individual artists, but also the history of jazz and what's the difference between West Coast and East Coast. But what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think that's the best place to go. I think also if you get on Amazon and just go or type in jazz books, they'll bring up a whole list of stuff that's available. So you could do that. You could also do a search that way. Well, I'm going to continue the second hour with my salute to George and Ira Gershwin, these great tunesmiths who wrote these beautiful melodies and great lyrics, became very popular with all the jazz artists down through the years. And no salute would be complete without that classic tune written by George and Ira called Strike Up the Band. This is the early Oscar Peterson trio that had Barney Kessel on guitar, before Herb Ellis came along, Ray Brown on bass, who's always there. And this is a nice swinging light version of Strike Up the Band. Up the band. It was Oscar Peterson and his little group, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. This was an album that was cut way back in 52 for Norman Granz on the Clef label, aptly named Oscar Peterson Plays George Gershwin.
I'm going to go to the big band sound again, and Concord Jazz came out with one titled Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass, our 25th year, and they're going to do a classic jazz tune, Broadway.
Thank you.
Great rendition of the tune Broadway.
Most jazz artists are very fond of George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Our Love is Here to Stay, and Jimmy Cleveland, the great trombonist, is no exception. He's done this particular tune on an old Amarcy album called Jimmy Cleveland and His All-Stars, and they are the all-stars. We've got Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Oscar Pettiford on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums, and to top it off, it's a nice Quincy Jones arrangement. So let's listen to Jimmy Cleveland and his little group do Our Love is Here to Stay.
Thank you.
trombonist Jimmy Cleveland and his All-Stars doing George and Ira Gershwin's Our Love Is Here to Stay. Obviously, a great trombone solo there by Jimmy Cleveland. And I neglected to point out at the outset that there's also some nice guitar work there by one Barry Galbraith.
I'm going to feature Jimmy Giuffre, who plays clarinet, one of my favorite clarinet players. He's going to be doing a tune entitled Four Brothers, and it features Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Shorty Rogers on flugelhorn, Bob Anavolson, valve trombone, Bud Shanks, alto sax, Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, as I said, and Ralph Pina bass, and Shelly Man drums. It gets no more West Coast than that. So let's listen to their rendition of a tune entitled Four Brothers. Giuffre and his group playing a tune entitled Four Brothers, and he has the most unique sound on the clarinet of anyone I've ever heard playing it.
Well, there are very few jazz artists that don't play George and Ira Gershwin's composition, A Man I Love, somewhere along the line, and we're going to listen to a version of that by the great Japanese pianist Toshiki Akiyoshi, and backed up by Gene Chirico on bass, Jake Hanna on drums. So this is a swing little version of The Man I Love.
Thank you.
Miki Akiyoshi on piano doing The Man I Love, and just a gorgeous version of that, and some great brushwork on drums there by the inimitable Jake Hanna.
Coleman Hawkins came out with a CD entitled The Hawk Relaxes on Prestige, featuring him on tenor sax, Ronnell Bright on piano, Ron Carter bass, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Andrew Croyo on drums doing a tune entitled Speak Low. Thank you. Speak Low with Coleman Hawkins. I would suggest anybody who's looking to get to know a little bit about jazz to consider getting some anthologies. I have one here that I didn't play anything from tonight, but it's entitled The Jazz Weekend, where the first one's entitled Jazz at Week's End, Saturday Afternoon Jazz, and then Jazz in the Sunday Times. But that way you can generally pick up something like 12 tunes or maybe something in that range and give you a variety of artists.
I guess no salute to George and Ira Gershwin would be complete unless we did A Foggy Day. It's been done innumerable times by all the great jazz artists. And then we're going to do one by guitarist Tal Farlow. It also includes Jasper on flute, Bill Hinton on bass. This is from Tal Farlow's Clef album, The Great Artistry of Tal Farlow. Let's listen to A Foggy Day. Thank you. George and Ira Gershwin's A Foggy Day, some fine guitar work there by Tal Farlow, and excellent flute by Bobby Jasper.
I'm going to finish out my portion of the Feeling of Jazz tonight with a big band, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, tune entitled The Groove Merchant.
Thank you.
Groove Merchant with Sad Jones and Mel Lewis.
This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and we hope you've enjoyed the last 2 hours of mainstream jazz. We're on every Sunday night on 89.1 FM from 8 to 10, so hope you'll join us again next week for some more great classic jazz. We're going to close out the show with another Gershwin tune, played by most of the jazz artists one time or another. It's wonderful. And this is Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and they added Alperado on conga. So let's listen to It's Wonderful.